And in South Florida, an artist is asking people to turn their old campaign signs into yard art. But the art is also aimed at starting a conversation about sea level rise. It's part of a project called the Underwater Homeowners Association. The artist behind the effort is Xavier Cortada. Xavier, welcome.
Thanks for having me on the show.
And you are in Miami, so please describe, if you could, what these repurposed campaign signs look like.
Well, so I took these signs and I painted them in white, the color of Antarctic glaciers. And I asked folks to go to this app. We have a local app where you can put your home address in. It'll tell you the elevation of your home.
Okay.
In Miami, our highest elevation is 24 feet above sea level. So you just type your home address in and it'll tell you specifically how high your home is above sea level. So I asked folks to put that number on the sign, to paint it with black, and then draw a squiggly blue line underneath that number to mark what happens when those Antarctic glaciers melt, the seas rise. And that sea level rise hits your doorstep at whatever that elevation is, at whatever that number is. And I did this so that neighbors could look at these signs and have conversations with one another about how the policies that we are implementing through the people we elected on the opposite side of those signs, the people we elected and now those elections are over, how they act or fail to act will have an impact on how fast that little blue line rises all the way to your doorstep and flood everything that you've ever cared about.
I understand you've put one of these in your front yard. What kind of reaction have you gotten so far?
It's actually my neighbors who inspired me to act this way. Whenever hurricanes come to Miami, as a community, everyone comes together to problem solve, knowing that the storm is 4 days away off the Atlantic. And I thought to myself, well, you know, there's a bigger storm coming. It's coming in 20, 30, 40 years, little by little, heading this way. And no one's acting. No one's doing anything. And the consequences are dire because unlike a hurricane, the water doesn't recede.
You mentioned why you were inspired to do this. It's not just the hurricanes. There is a bigger storm coming. But I want to know, you're making a statement with art, obviously trying to start a conversation. But what action do you hope to spur by starting this conversation, by having these campaign signs that are repurposed as sea level markers in people's yards?
So artists depict the past so that we don't repeat history. In this case, I'm depicting where we're headed so we can change our course.
Okay.
In Florida, a state surrounded by water, a peninsula, the environment can never be a partisan issue. The environment can never be something that is a Republican or Democratic issue. We're all in this together. And what I want these political signs to do, be a gesture towards civility, a gesture towards civility where people begin to talk to one another and problem solve instead of, you know, take a stand just because their political party or someone else had told them about it. I'd rather people be free thinkers and be science literate and organize themselves around the facts of sea level rise and global climate change so we as a community can act.
Practically speaking, are you asking folks to make signs on their own, or is there a way to get an Xavier Cortada repurposed campaign sign in their yards? How does this work, and how do folks get involved?
I like the idea of the performative work, and I know it's a lot of extra work to sit there and paint a sign white. If you don't want to paint a sign white, take some masking tape and just tape the full sign. If you don't have paint to paint a number in front of your house, take a Sharpie marker. But to me, the do-it-yourself component, the idea that you are taking action and matters into your own hands, is important so that you make your own sign. And secondly, that you put it, you, not someone else, you personally stake a claim in your front yard and you put it in your front yard. Those two are precursors to the third and most important step, which was you use the sign you made and the sign you posted to engage someone else in a conversation. Look to the people who you would normally not talk to and bring them into the fold. And I think by doing that, we make a better and stronger nation.
A community-minded approach from Xavier Cortada. He is the artist behind the Underwater Homeowners Association project in South Florida. Xavier, thank you for coming on.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.